The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. If this has been a tough day for you, what is about to follow will take you away from all that. Crisis has paid your fare aboard a train, a no ordinary train, oh no indeed. In fact, you won't find such a train anywhere on Earth. Not right now, at any rate, and not until well beyond the year 2000. Our train is almost silent, no clicking rails. For the grav track is levitated above a ribbon of invisible energy, generated in an endless concrete channel. Levitated so it slips through the air without sound or friction, defying gravity. Hence the railroad's new name, grav track. Your seat is on a westbound grav track just after nightfall. Unit number 449, racing across the Great Plains toward a date with destiny. In 1 minute, Crisis brings you Grav Track 449.
How fast are we going now, Grandpa?
I don't know, honey. Maybe next time the attendant comes by, we can ask him.
Well, here he comes. Ask him now.
All right, honey. Say, excuse me.
Oh, yes, sir.
My granddaughter and I'd like to know how fast this rig is traveling.
Well, our cruising speed is 780 kilometers per hour.
Think of that.
But I doubt we're going that fast now.
Why not? Why can't we go fast?
Well, we're coming into an area where...
Huh? Where what?
Well, we're not supposed to discuss it with the passengers, but...
But what?
It's nothing. Certainly nothing to worry about. Can I get you something? A new cassette?
I've seen all your cassettes.
I tell you what, honey. Why don't you watch your most favorite one over again while I talk with this nice young fella? Will you do that?
Oh.
That's a good girl. Put it on your stereo phones, honey.
Oh, all right.
There. She's wearing those earphones now, can't hear a thing. Now, tell me, what's the story on this thing you were talking about, too, sir?
Well, as I said, sir, grav track people aren't supposed to talk about it. It's really nothing, just probably a flaw in the field generator for this sector.
Ah. See, I used to be in electronics long time ago. Your gravity field is weak through this stretch, huh?
I'm not a tech. I really don't know. All we've been told is grav track units running through the plains area have to lower their speed. That's all I know.
Now, in the old days, that'd be because of bad rails. Of course, grav tracks don't ever touch rails or anything else. That's fantastic. I never thought I'd live to see it.
Yes, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me.
We used to think our airplanes were fast. Why, I used to fly clear across the country at just about this speed. Well, we measured it in miles per hour then, of course.
Yes, sir, I...
I never did like flying. Love trains. Say, did you ever... Oh, you're too young to know anything about diesels, but they used to have these big rumbling diesel locomotives, six to a train sometimes, pulling a train of 100 cars.
I'm awfully sorry, sir. I'm being paged in another compartment. Have a pleasant trip, sir.
I'm bored with this stuff, Grandpa.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. We'll be home pretty soon, and you can see all your friends and your mom and dad and have a good time.
When will we be home?
Oh, another couple hours, maybe.
Grandpa, what place are we going through now?
Well, I don't know, honey. No windows in these trains anymore. Of course, there's nothing much to see, most of it being underground.
Can I walk around, Grandpa?
I guess so. You come back, though. You come back in about 10 minutes or so.
I will. Don't worry.
Well, maybe I can catch 40 winks. What's that? Hey, Shirley? Shirley? Oh, no. Something's wrong. Shirley, hang on!
Miss Parker, this is Beeman.
Go ahead, Beeman.
Something's wrong on 449.
Stand by. Well, now, where's your train?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're supposed to be watching the board.
I know, but the blip just disappeared.
Oh, well, long ago.
Just before I called you.
Stay on your sector.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Parker?
What?
449 was out in the plains. How could it just disappear?
It couldn't.
Yes, ma'am. But then where is it?
Help! Somebody! Help me!
Save your breath.
Who's there? Have you seen a little girl? My granddaughter's out there.
I'm as blind as you are.
Where are you?
Across the aisle from you. I'm under a seat.
Oh, you're the attendant.
That's right.
Well, what the deuce has happened? Do you know? What did we hit?
I don't know.
It wasn't more than 5 seconds after Shirley went back up the aisle that we crashed. You must have seen her.
I told you, I didn't see her.
Well, have you got emergency lights or something?
They're in the vestibule, at the end of the car.
Well, get them, man.
Sir, I'm very sorry, but I can't move.
Oh, you're bunged up, too. I didn't even think about that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Are you hurt?
The car seems to be laying on its side. I've got something across my legs.
Probably be a wall panel. You were sitting right by a bulkhead.
Funny, we don't hear anyone else. Let's listen. You hear anything?
No.
Neither do I. My Lord. You don't think the others are... Oh, no.
It could be.
Help! Help us!
Save your strength.
Listen, I've got a granddaughter somewhere on this train.
I know.
Well, what if she's hurt, lying alone somewhere?
No good thinking about it.
Well, what am I going to think about then?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm with you.
You said the grab track people have had trouble along here before.
Yes, but they don't tell us about it.
You must know something.
Look, all I know is that other trains have reported something abnormal in the plain sector. That's where we are now, so the company sent out regulations to slow down through here. That's all I know.
Grandpa?
Shh, listen.
Grandpa?
Did you hear it?
Hear what?
It's Shirley. Here, honey. I'm right here. Grandpa's right here. Where are you?
My head hurts, Grandpa.
Well, where are you?
I don't know.
I hear her. She's behind a bulkhead.
Well, we've got to get her out. Shirley, are you all right?
I banged my head.
Oh, poor darling. Can you walk?
I don't know. I'm all scrunched down and it's dark. Why is it so dark?
I don't know, honey. Grandpa doesn't know why it's dark. But the dark won't hurt you. You're a big girl. You know that.
I know.
She sounds like she's just on the other side of this compartment.
If she is, then she might be able to crawl through to us.
How come?
These walls are soundproof, unless they're damaged. I think there must be a hole in the bulkhead.
Say.
No telling where it is, though. She might not be able to reach it. If we had a light.
I've got a light.
You have? Why were you asking me for a light?
Well, suppose it don't matter now. I've got a lighter.
Oh.
And it works, or it did anyway.
Aren't you a sly old fox?
Well, laws or no laws.
Talking to?
The attendant, honey. You know, the nice man who told us all about how fast we were going.
You really have a lighter?
Yes. I'm trying to get to it. I suppose you're laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing. I know lots of people who smoke.
Well, by the time they made it illegal, I was already in the habit, so... there it is. Shirley, listen.
What?
Grandpa's going to make a light. Now you see if you can see it. Do you see the light?
Uh-huh. I see it.
Then there is a hole in the bulkhead.
Yeah, I see it. Good night. Take a look at this car. Now, Shirley, can you crawl through that hole?
I think so.
All right, now, you try it. And be careful. You don't cut yourself. That broken metal's liable to be sharp there. Nothing to be scared of now, honey. We're all safe. Come on, come on.
Oh, there's a man lying here.
Uh-oh.
Look, Shirley, never mind the man. Just come on through the hole.
But the man won't move.
Then the man won't mind if you crawl over him, honey. Come on, and then you'll be in here with Grandpa. Come on, Shirley.
And I tell you, an 8-car GravTrack train doesn't just disappear.
But I checked all my circuits.
All right. They've had some kind of trouble in the planes for several days now. When 449 comes into the station out at the western sector, we'll order a report from the crew chief.
What if it doesn't come in?
Look, Beeman, I know you're new and all that, but you passed your controller's test. You know how the GravTrack operates. It is beyond human error.
I know.
Back when there were engineers and brakemen on railroads, you had accidents, same as when pilots actually controlled aircraft. Now the piloting is all done by computer. There was no human engineer on board 449 to make an error. There are no moving parts on a GravTrack train. Nothing can go wrong. Nothing.
But then, what did happen?
You asked me that before. And I still don't know.
The fallibility of mankind has been the final explanation for all kinds of failures as we've made our way up the ladder of technology. But when we reach a point where our machines are infallible and there's no need for a human hand to guide them, what's the explanation when one of these marvelous machines goes haywire? Pilot error? No pilot, hence no error. What's happened to GravTrack 449? If it wasn't carelessness or oversight or sickness or sabotage, then what? And not only what, but where? I promise you that before we're through, you'll have an answer to both those questions. But not just yet.
There! You're safe! You're safe, Shirley!
Oh, Grandpa, what happened? Were we in a wreck?
It looks that way, honey.
But GravTracks can't have wrecks.
Well, now we know better, don't we?
Mister?
Huh?
I just discovered something.
Well, what?
Over here, where I'm lying. The floor is buckled and there's some space between the sidewall and the floor.
So?
Well, I was thinking if Shirley could squeeze down through there.
That's where the power is, isn't it?
Yes, but obviously, we haven't any power.
I don't care. There's enough electricity down there to... No! I won't have her exploring down there.
But the car's dead. Perfectly dead. What I'm saying is, if she took your lighter and had a look around to see what she could see...
I don't want to go down there, Grandpa.
You won't have to, honey.
It might be our only hope.
Hope of what?
Of rescue, of getting out of here. If nobody knows we're alive...
Shh, never mind about that.
Listen, it's time to face it. You and I are trapped, right? There's only one person who can move around, and that's Shirley. Let her take your lighter and slip down to the ground.
But I'd be scared.
There.
Shirley, listen. Your grandpa and I are hurt, see? And we're trapped under these seats. Now, if you can shine your grandpa's lighter and someone sees it, they'll come and help us, and we'll all get home safely. You want to get home, don't you?
Yes.
Then that's what you have to do.
What do I have to do?
You take your grandpa's lighter and you slip down through this hole over here by me, see? And you can fit through there.
Oh, it's dark down there.
But you can make it light, see?
Oh, I'm scared.
Look, tell you what. You can just lie on the floor of the car and hold the lighter down through the hole and see what there is to see. All right? Will you do that?
Do I have to go down there?
Not unless you can see where you'll be.
Well...
Now, go get the lighter from your grandpa.
It's all right, honey. Here, take the lighter. That's a girl.
Now, bring it over here. That's right. Now, lie down and hold the lighter down into the hole. Hold the light through the hole. Now, what do you see, Shirley? What do you see?
What is it, honey? Tell Grandpa what you see.
Beeman, your shift is up. You can go now.
I want to stay until you find 449.
Beeman, I won't be finding 449 because 449 isn't lost. There is some kind of tracing malfunction in the locating circuits, that's all. Your 449 is obviously still proceeding west. Only our board doesn't happen to show it. Now, these things can happen.
But there were over 400 people on that train.
And there still are over 400 people on the train. Go home, Beeman.
But it... Yes, ma'am. Good night, Miss Parker.
Good night, Beeman. Computer routing, this is Parker, supervisor, section P12A. Status of GravTrack 449.
GravTrack 449, now overdue 97 minutes at mile 390.
Computer, where is 449?
GravTrack 449, now overdue 98 minutes at mile 390.
What do you see down there, Shirley? Tell Grandpa what you see.
Something shiny.
Can you jump to the ground, honey?
Wait a minute. I don't want her to be...
I can just touch the ground.
That's right. We're lying on our side.
There. I jumped down, see?
That's good, Shirley.
Are you all right, honey?
She can't hear you. Now, Shirley, see if you can tell me what the shiny thing is.
If that girl gets hurt out there...
Look, mister, I think your granddaughter's a lot more capable than you. Give her credit for her. You'll excuse me for saying so.
Oh, it's fine for you to say that. She's nothing to you.
Oh, she's only our one and only hope of getting out of here, that's all.
What's she doing now? Can you hear her?
She's all right. She'll be back.
Surely someone's going to find us.
I'm sure they will, now that Shirley's out there with a light.
Why is it so dark?
We may be underground in a tunnel. It may be nighttime. I lose track.
Grandpa!
There she is. All right, honey!
I walked all around out there. It's real dark.
What did you see? Did you see anyone?
No. Only I know one thing. All the other parts of the train are all beside us.
Beside us?
In a big, huge room, sort of.
Hang on, Shirley.
What on earth?
No!
Hey, Mom. I put my model train away in the box like you said.
Good, Ralphie. Now it'll be all ready for you to set up again next summer.
And now you have your answer as to what happened to GravTrack 449. It got put away for the winter. Where? In the toy box. Where else? I'll be right back with a word about next week. GravTrack 449 featured Merrill Mail, Pat French, Kay Balser, Shirley Aries, Bob Sorrell, and Todd Horan, and was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French, who cordially invites you to be with us again next week at this same time for Crisis. Thank you.